WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. On Twitter at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are live. We are live. We are live from the University of Florida. We're at the University of Florida 2016 Trends and Strategies Conference. We've got great stuff. Real estate thought leaders galore. We've got my good friend, Paul Ellis. Paul, what's the name of your new firm?
Foundry Commercial.
Okay, Paul's going to talk about the expansion of the real estate services business and development throughout South Florida. We've got Todd Jones. He's going to talk about the real estate program here at UF and maybe give us a little bit of indication on where values are going to go. We've got a whole bunch of great speakers lined up. If you think I'm excited, I think you're right. We'll be back after this. AC, take it away!
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire.
We go drink, drink, and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes, and light the roof on fire.
Tell them, baby, 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 baby,
I'm on fire.
I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
All right, we're live from the University of Florida 2016 Trends and Strategies Conference, and I want to tell you about my friends at Warren Henry. And you know what that is. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Volvo, they are all exceptional brands. But do you know what they come with? They come with Warren Henry's commitment to service. That's right. Everything you need is there. Price guarantee, red cap service. And, of course, you're a member of the Warren Henry family, so join me and my friends as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry AC.
You've ever had. If you think I'm burning out, I never am.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
CCIM right now. All right. You know I love the CCIMs, and boy, Sandra Goldstein, what a power, what a tower of power. Well, we're here at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies 2016 Real Estate Conference, but I want to talk to you about UHealth. That's right, UHealth. They're in Miami, and they are providing great health care for you. For people like Dr. Kaplan, Dr. Lee Kaplan, who provides sports medical services. If you need good sports medicine, you go to UHealth. Why? Because it's the best university-based medical services you can get in South Florida, UHealth. For more information, go to UHealth.com today.
It's better to get freed than fried when it comes to business. This is Kevin Gale, publisher and editor of South Florida Business and Wealth, your source for in-depth business coverage. We're more than just a magazine. Check us out at sfbwmag.com.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, the mic is hot, and we are back at the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. That's a division of the Warrington College for Business. We're at the 2016 Trends and Strategies Conference, and we are here with my good friend, and I would have to say at this point, regular guest, Paul Ellis. Now, Paul's going to talk to us a little bit about his new firm, and Paul, it's all yours. Tell us a little bit about the firm that you guys have created and where you're going.
Thanks, Jim. We're Foundry Commercial. The firm's actually been around for 9 years now, but we, in October of last year, we bought the company, myself and partners. We did a management-led buyout from CNL to create this new company. And so today, we started the business back in 2007 with 12 partners, and today we're 240 associates across all of Florida. Very big presence in the Carolinas, in Charlotte and Raleigh, and we're in Dallas and South Florida, and really kind of focusing on the services business and the development investment business.
So then that's two great ways that we're going to go down the road here, because it's two different things that I think people really know about, because the real estate services business is changing, and so is the real estate development business. Now, you decided that you would take and put your own money on the line, and even more so, I guess, you might have taken on some debt, too, when you bought the firm?
Well, we brought in an equity partner, so we had no debt, but we brought in an equity partner in HQ Capital, and they really have been a fantastic partner of ours.
So then tell me a little bit about the evolution of the real estate services business, because I would believe that with the internet and all the connectivity that really has an impact and maybe makes you even more efficient.
It does. I think that, you know, the story in the commercial real estate services business right now is really about consolidation with the Cushman & Wakefield aggregation with Cassidy Turley and DTZ, and then you know, as they're beginning to kind of acquire new firms and what have you, the Jones Langs and the CBs of the world, they have to respond in kind, and you've got Avis and Young out there really growing very quickly. So it's the world that our world in the services business is about consolidation, but that we believe in our market, that's a huge opportunity because it fragments everything behind them.
So then what you're saying is that as these big firms consolidate, it creates kind of like a void on the edges, and then you're able to take advantage of that and build your – I think it's awesome. Now, you talked a little bit about the development aspect, and I guess that it's good to have fees and services coming in, which gives you a nice cash flow. And then the development, I always like to say, is that the management part determines, you know, what kind of car I'm going to drive, but the development business determines what neighborhood I'm going to go to and live in. So, Paul, tell me a little bit about what you're seeing in the development game, because I think that that's changing too.
It is, and I would tell you, I think there's two changes. You know, I would describe it just a little bit differently for us. We really believe in an integrated approach. And so the way we talk about it is we only play home games. We're only going to develop and invest in assets and markets where we have our folks on the asset. So from a services business, we are a true services business. We have 40 million square feet of leasing and management clients across the Southeast. But what we're really seeing on the development side, particularly with the capital, is they really want to be direct with the operator. They really want to be focused on who's going to lease my asset, who's going to build my asset.
Of course, everybody got burned the last time around with these hedge funds and these funds that they couldn't get in and then they couldn't get out, and then they had who the heck knows and some 26, oh, no offense to anybody under 27, but 26-year-old person that didn't know what they were doing that came flying in from MIT, threw their laptop down and said, "You're absolutely out of your mind, Mr. 56-year-old successful guy, multimillionaire." So it's been a real problem. And so I agree with you, though. The number one thing that you have to be successful in the development game is boots on the ground. And if you have this services firm that's out there knocking on doors, doing leasing, doing management, knowing who the best service providers are, knowing where the trends are going, that's the way you get the ground floor of your development game going, and that's where opportunities are found.
I completely agree. We're if you look at just Orlando, for example, so we're sitting here in Orlando, we have two industrial projects, and they are absolutely we have those projects because of our partners in Moses Salcido and Justin Ruby, and how hard they worked on securing those sites. They had to work with the sellers for a long time, and it's a competitive business, and if you don't have a differentiator, and our differentiator is the folks and the talent that we have on the ground, then you're not going to win deals.
and I'm just going to say it right here, is that I know your partner down in South Florida is Price Elam. The guy is the man. I've known Price now, well, longer than those 26-year-old people have probably been alive at this point, and Price is absolutely the man. He is not only a sharp businessman, but he is a good person, and when the deals are being allocated, it's, to me, sometimes a gift, and people will give that gift to the right person, and that is Price.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you saying that. You know, we talk about it all the times and all the time in our business, that people do business with people they trust, the people they enjoy spending time with. And that's what we think about when our business and our partners, and Price has done a phenomenal job growing our business and building out what we believe is a real differentiator development investment platform. And you know, the anecdote I would have is the way that our partners and our capital partners have responded. It's been pretty significant.
And I'll go back to it, because we invest on a micro level, not on the institutional level that you are. High five to you for growing through the personal to the institutional, where the big bucks and the big hits are. And it's always about the operator. Mm-hmm. And we'll see a deal, but I won't go anywhere, and I won't do anything until I have met the sponsor, gone to their accounting office, met the people that count the beans, and meet the leasing people, because I don't care who you are, the people that create the value after it's out of the ground is management, leasing, and the people that make sure your bottom line is there.
Completely agree. We talk about it, you know, is our history on the development side. Development is a leasing business, and if you don't have the right folks leasing your asset, then it doesn't matter what you build, you're not going to have a successful project. And I would say it on the other side too, to your point with Price and the team and our capital partners, we have developed these relationships with folks, and Price and myself and several members on the team, and these are folks that we enjoy doing business with. These are folks that we want to do more deals with. It's not just about the one deal. And we really, you know, I think in some sense, as the businesses get bigger and bigger, they forget how important the relationship side is to real estate.
Oh, without a doubt. And there's that famous Gator that spoke here last year, and you're talking all about what he said at the close, which it's all about them. Yeah. If you focus on your client and make yourself think like your client and stay a step ahead of what your client wants and can tell them, hey, you know, I would advise you to do this, and you're right and you're honorable, that's the way you make your business.
No, I completely agree. We talk about the services side of our business, and we talk about how everything that we do is about serving somebody. And that's, you know, I think a traditional perspective on the development side is it's about the deal and it's about the structure and what have you, but ultimately what you're doing is you are serving people. You're serving a capital partner, you're serving a bank with your financing, you're serving tenants as you kind of develop it out. So it's at the end of the day, you are serving somebody in any aspect of our business.
Now, Paul, I got to go, but it sounds to me like somebody might need to know how to find you. You know, why don't you give a quick thing, you know, your website, you know, how people can email you, because I know your phone rings off the hook. Let them get an email in there.
Foundrycommercial.com, Foundry, commercial, commercial.com. And my email is paul.ellis@foundrycommercial.com.
All right, Paul Ellis, chairman of the event last year, always got great, great info. AC, you're reeling me in. We're live from Orlando at the University of Florida Bergstrom Center Trends and Strategies Conference. We've got great guests coming up. We're going to talk about the center. We're going to talk about valuations. And we're going to even talk to one of the students to see why they picked this place to build their career. We are back after this. Talking about my good friends at Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends, don't let friends. brands run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, the mic is hot, and I'm asking you, where do you go for when the traditional bank says no? What do you do if your bank won't, if you were not going to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? If you got a story to tell and your loan scenario is just not the standard box, I'll tell you where you go. You go to Spectrum Mortgage. You talk to Bob and Milvia. I've known them for over a decade, and they're the people that I always call. Besides that, they've also been around for 25 years. I guess they were around for 15 years where I didn't know them. But high five to Bob. What do? They provide non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. You go figure that out. That means they represent only small company community banks that will portfolio the loans that traditional lenders won't consider. They're also one of the oldest private equity lenders in Florida. They do bridge loans, cash outs on your purchases. They'll go anywhere in the state of Florida. They'll finance any type of commercial property. So call Bob and Milvia at 305-444-3666. And now for the Jets fans, I'll go slower. 305-444-3666. AC, it's yours.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with one of my true senseis in life, Todd Jones. He's the president of Real Advice. You got to give me some more advice, Todd. You know, Real Advice, he does real estate consulting and valuation services throughout the state. He worked for all the big accounting firms. But more than that, he's been a professor here, adjunct professor at the University of Florida, and he has been a door that many of the kids have had to walk through. And what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about what it takes to work with the students and how we invest time with them and what that means. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jimmy. Good to be with you again.
All right, now, Todd, to me, everybody gets a roadmap. They know how to drive. They maybe meet a couple of the players. But the most important thing and the hardest thing when I was coming up in the field back in the day, during the Tyrannosauruses and they were inventing the wheel, and I think that they invented fire at that time too, the most important thing to me was finding somebody that could mentor me, because real estate is a mentorship business, and you got to go find the firm that's going to have the spot and find somebody that's going to be there for you. But the kids that come to the University of Florida, they get something more. Todd, take it away.
Jimmy, what you're describing is the advisory board. We have 150 members. They come from all over the country, although mostly from Florida, and they dedicate themselves to mentoring the 30 to 40 students who are in the program each and every year so that they can exceed at an accelerated pace. Their mission statement is go lead real estate.
Okay, Todd, I took it away from you so you could take another second to get your thoughts, because that's what I do. I talk over all my guests, and since we only have one mic today, I'm even more aggressive at it.
I'm used to that.
Yeah, he's used to that, and so am I. We got the photo thing going here. We got a whole audience, a peanut gallery. We're going to talk to a couple students later. We're also going to talk to one of their professors, so stick with us because we've got some great energy coming at you, and stick with us. It'll be all positive because we're going to talk about what we do, and what we do is we water the saplings that come out of the University of Florida program. Actually, we meet them while they're here. We help them network. That's what we're doing here at the Trends and Strategies Conference with 500 other people and 100 students. We're helping them integrate themselves into the real estate community, because that's what it's all about.
Exactly. You can never have too many friends. You can never know enough people. You can never have enough money. It's a tool. How it gets used is all about character. We coach these students in networking. We teach them fundamentals, and you'll hear more about that from one of the professors in a little bit. But the ultimate end game is to make sure that they are valuable contributors to the community that they live in as soon as possible.
You know, I led one of the sessions earlier where we talked about business around the community, but the session really ended up being about how the advice of the people that are on the board, the 150 really successful people, and I miss 149 and then there's me, are on the board, and what we tell students. And the message was not to be believed. It was just a really wonderful message. It was, you know, stay true, stay transparent. It's really tough out there to, you know, not go to the dark side. There's a lot of real estate people that do a lot of things that are not necessarily transparent, and you read about them in the paper. The number one thing if I'm in the paper, I want to be quoted in the paper about what the market is. I don't want somebody writing about something I did incorrectly. So I always take pride in it. I always am transparent, and I always work hard to give somebody something, advice, help that they haven't had. I have one young student that's from Boca that was walking around with me earlier today, Cam. And Cam was just terrific. He helped me get my stuff together. And what did I do? When I walked through the crowd, I introduced him to people that are here, people like Jim Mahalzo, who heads up Prudential Real Estate Services. And Jim was talking to Carson Good, who runs the heads up commercial for JLL. And Carson suddenly, Cam suddenly found out that he could go and interview and maybe work in Atlanta or some other large city up and down the East Coast, which is what he wanted to do. And why? Because he knows Jim, and anybody takes Jim's phone calls, although I think it's really mostly emails these days because he's that busy. But Todd, you know, you've come up here. You've been an adjunct professor. Tell a little bit about what you see in the students. Who are they? Tell a little bit about the people we're going to meet later in the show. And you can't say that one of them is your daughter.
All right, I won't say that one of them is my daughter. What I will say is that we get really bright students from all over the world, and most of them want to work either in Florida or somewhere on the East Coast, but that's not always the case. The jobs that they end up taking vary dramatically. Some go into property management, some go and become financial analysts, some become appraisers, some immediately become developers, some go to work for developers, some work for REITs. The opportunities are almost endless. At the end of the day, being an advisory board member is not a resume line. It's a commitment to mentoring the students. This is what we're really all about.
Yeah, I went up there and I gave it a little bit of a soft pedal, but what it really is in this event, while we give out a lot of great information, you know, people go, well, can I come for free and stand in the lobby? The answer is no. The reason is because we're here raising money for these students. They cost them a lot of money out of state, $35,000, I think. For 18 months, they have to stop their job. The opportunity cost there is what, 60, 70, 100 grand, depending on where they're coming from? So now the person's invested $150,000 to get an education, and now to be competitive with the other schools, they've got to go on a field trip to another country. We take them to Chile. They go to Argentina this year, I think. The professors will talk a little bit more about that. But in order to pay for this, now you're talking the nuts about is $200,000, really, when you add in the cost, the opportunity cost, and everything else. I don't have that kind of money to give my kid. How do you raise that money? We help them.
And we have a lot of companies that also help. We have fantastic support from our corporate sponsors. I'm going to give you a quick story here, Jim. I got a card in the mail this week from a former student who just earned his MAI designation. That's the gold standard in the appraisal field. Third one so far. Students who went through my class just routinely come up to me and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, because it connected all the dots. They come out of this program ready to hit the ground running.
Oh, I wish you could see the intensity on Todd's face. You know, he's a black belt in what? How many? Three things? Five things? Four things. Okay. So he can kick your butt four different ways. But what Todd was for me, Todd was one of my mentors when I was at the University of Florida. You can tell that I'm kind of high energy. You can only imagine what I was like when I was 20. And so what Todd did was he came up to me and he said, Jim, take a breath. Now, that doesn't mean that I did it. probably still haven't taken your advice fully, but I do try to be a little bit more calm. And what Todd brings to the table is an intensity, and he brought to many of these students that he's now proud of the fear of God. Because Todd is not the easiest guy to get past if you're trying to BS your way through an MAI type appraisal. But he knew what he was doing. And you were, did you help them get like the local appraisal? Okay, talk a little bit about that. We have 1 minute left. Talk a little bit about the scholarships that are available that you know about, and your thoughts.
Sure. The Appraisal Institute, as well as ICSC and a number of other organizations, offer scholarships to students entering this program. All the students need to do is apply. And that information is available through the admissions director, Pam DeMichael, or through Dr. Kent Malone, or the program director, Tim Becker. This is one of the least expensive programs of its type in the country, and yet it's one of the top four, it's the number four ranked program in real estate in the country.
I don't really care about that. All I care about is all the kids get jobs and they make money, and the heck with what your ranking is. That's all a bunch of BS, poppycock, and other subjective crap. But the thing that's really important to me is being invested, being involved, paying it forward, and helping somebody the way that they have needed to be helped. And I'm telling you, that is something that is unique to this program. It's something that the students come back for. And Todd, while you may have all the great MAIs and all that other stuff, if you go back and take a look at my office, I now have a full shelf of thank you notes from the kids. Now, they're not kids. Usually they're in their mid-20s to some of them are in their 30s at this point. Some of the people that I've helped, and they're beautiful people. And to me, that is the essence of what it's all about here. You know, I talk a lot about the Warren Henry family and how much it's important to be part of the Warren Henry family. This year's like a fraternity up here. And the other schools, they have great programs. We're honoring Jim Heaston, who's very involved in the UCF program. I know that, you know, I've heard the Snaith talk. He's terrific. We have great professors that are well-published. FSU's got an awesome program. UM, they're all different. Here, what you get is us. And it's really important to everybody that's involved to stay involved and work with us. We've only got about a minute left? A minute left. Todd, just one more second. How do people reach you if they want to get their sensei on?
Jim, my email address is todd.jones@realadvice.com. I do property tax advisory work, valuation, pretty high-end appraisal work focused at minimizing tax obligations for my clients.
Give me that tough, hard butt look again.
You make it tough, Jim.
All right, AC, take it away. We'll be back with more from the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I'm going to talk about Bergstrom. I'm going to talk about my experience. I'm going to do it next. Todd teased our next guest, Dr. Kent Malone, and he could even do radio. He did it back in the day. AC, it's yours. If you feel like it, take me away and make it okay. I swear I'll behave. You wanted control, so we waited. I put on a show. Now I'm naked. You say I'm a kid. My ego is bare. I don't. All right, we're back with the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, the Bergstrom Center. I'm going to talk about my story about Mr. Bergstrom when I talk to the students, because we're going to talk about the bonding and the circle of life. But talking about bonding and circle of life, I'm part of a family down in Miami. That's the Warren Henry family. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. Oh, you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, a personal assistant. You call anything for any, call for anything, anytime for 4 years. You also get Red Cap service. They'll come pick you up and deliver your car. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Also get in the car. You can ride it wherever you want. Get inside it.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Hey, you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments offered before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
880 The Biz, Time Saver Traffic.
Wow, after all that, I sure am glad I'm up here in Orlando. My goodness, westbound on 41st at Meridian, a breakdown blocking a lane. Oh, my goodness, that'll be back up to North Beach. Hey, you know, where are you going to go when the traditional bank says no, when you're not going to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan and you've got a story to tell about your loan? It just doesn't fit in the standard box. Where I go is I go to Spectrum Mortgage. I talk to Bob and Milvia. They've been there for 25 years. I've known them for 10. You know, they're the pros of providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. That means people that made big loans like you do. You know, they represent only small community banks that are going to portfolio the loan, and they'll do traditional loans that traditional loans won't consider. Spectrum's also one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. They'll give you a bridge loan up to $10 million a deal. They'll give you a cash out. They'll even do a limited construction funds. They make loans to non-U.S. citizens. I'll say it again. They make loans to non-U.S. citizens. They'll even do a blanket loan on multiple properties. You know, I've seen Bob and Milvia perform. I know that these guys are who to call when you're challenged. Hey, call them at 305-444-3666. I'll give it to you again because you're a Jets fan. 305-444-3666. AC, it's yours.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. It's turning the corner at the half hour, and this is where we talk about UHealth. They're our sponsor, and we love them because, well, they make South Florida healthier. You know, the UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And by now, you know, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation in Naples. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Baskin-Palmer Eye, I'll say it better this time, the Baskin-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for now a 12th year in a row. And, of course, you know, it has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks today. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things down there. You know, they even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. Wow, that's really cool. You know, there's always something new to discover about UHealth. You never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
All right, when he says, I feel nice like sugar and spice, that's my cue to come back. And now we're here with Dr. Kent Malone. When I first met Dr. Malone, he was sort of like an adjunct guy teaching the younger grads on occasion, but now he's a professor. He's here at the program, and we're going to talk a little bit about the students in the program and where the program's been and going with Dr. Kent Malone. Kent, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Actually, when you met me the first time, I was a student in the MSRE program myself.
No, actually, when I met you for the first time, my mom was the beta student on the UF learning test, and that's where I met you. That's right. Kent can even teach my mom real estate, and if he could teach her real estate, he could teach you real estate. Now, Kent, tell me, Mom, I love you, baby. I know you're listening. God bless you. I know you're on your way back from choir practice. She really is, by the way, on her way back home from choir practice in the car. I love you, Mom. Now, Kent, tell me a little bit about what's new here at the University of Florida now that you're like a real professor.
Well, we continue to grow the program, and we also have started a couple of years ago the combined degree program, where we have so many undergraduate students. We don't have a formal major, a real estate major at the University of Florida. We have a minor, but there are a lot of finance students who are actually kind of getting turned on to the world of real estate and deciding, I'm not going to go into a master's in finance, et cetera. That's just not where my interest lies. And they come over to real estate, and most of them have the same type of rationale, is they want to see the tangible product at the end of the day, whether it's through development, new construction. If they're lending on it, they can actually see the fruits of their labor at the end of the day when a new development project comes out of the ground, and that is just a real exciting thing.
You know, I talked about a little bit before with Todd when I was at the program. It was really great. I learned a lot of good stuff. It gave me, I say, a toolkit, but I never really worked on a project. I never worked on a car, so when I came out, I knew who Trammell Crow was, but I really didn't know what they did and how I could do business with them. And that's what's really cool about what's going on today. The students, I almost said kids, but they're grown-up adults. Some of them are, you know, in their 30s. And these folks have hands-on experience. I know, in fact, one of the students we're going to talk about later works in town in a real estate firm right now.
It really is an amazing fraternity, essentially, is what you said earlier. I myself, even today, a number of different times have been in conversations with former students who have been in the industry, and they're talking about the opportunities that they never would have had to be able to network with folks. I mean, you, Jim Freed, I mean, you are an amazing mentor. Todd Jones, who was your guest a little while ago, amazing mentors. It's folks like you that make this program, that enrich this program in a way that no other program that we have been able to find can possibly come near competing with.
Well, all I can say is thank you very much. Here's the dollar that I promised. There'll be a picture later on Facebook of me paying off Kent for saying those great things about me. But it really is true. You know, Kent, I'll say it. I don't really talk about it a lot. You know, I think I am somewhat successful in the business now. I've really accomplished a bunch of things. I mean, for goodness sakes, I got the radio show. It started out as a novelty thing to me, and now it's really grown into a way that I can keep in touch with people and do good things for people out there that I'm never going to meet. And that's what it's all about. And having that kind of mentality, and when you bring that type of person like Todd and other people like Steve Cohn, Jim Stein, Paul Ellis, for goodness sakes, everybody, the 150 people on the board, they give money for scholarships, but that's the easy part. It's easy to write checks. These people also give a piece of themselves, and that's what's really important. That's what makes the difference. And, you know, even if all I'm doing is putting out a bunch of gooey positive energy about the program, well, it's the darn truth.
But it's also a bunch of tangibles, because in addition to all the things that we have going on in the program, one of the things that we do is it's called the Ring Speaker Series, where we have industry professionals. And as a matter of fact, Paul Ellis, who was your guest earlier, he was one of the Ring Speaker folks from last year or year before. They come in and they give us their industry experience. They give us their advice. And he was an amazing giver of advice on things that even transcended the industry. It was things about just what to do with, you know, in your personal life and how to kind of don't take a job just because it has a big paycheck. It's all about building up relationships and you being a long-lived asset in this industry. So it's these kind of folks that have gone through it, they have achieved a level of success, they come back because they want to give back, and it's amazing to have you folks on board.
Well, I got a secret for you, Kent. No matter how much I give, what I get back is 10,000 times more. I'll go back to what I was saying. You know, I'll admit it. I drove up and I talked to my mom for a half hour because it's rare to get a half hour, and I would say peace and quiet, but I'm on the turnpike. But it was that part after Yeehaw Junction where it's a little quiet, and as long as you're not speeding, you're going to do okay. Let the guy zoom. And so I'm talking to my mom, and it was really important to me to communicate with her what was going on here at the conference. And I didn't say I'm going to make a big speech or I'm going to see my buddy Tom Arnold, who runs billions of dollars for I don't know how many sovereign wealth funds, or I'm going to see Jim Stein, who has this big company. I was going to see my friends. People that when I'm in need, they come and they support me. And I don't mean with money. I mean with friendship. When I go out there into the room, the positive energy feeling is overwhelming. And I'm talking about that at a real estate conference. Hey, AC, how much time do I have for the Love Fest here? I got 2.5 minutes left, Ken. So I'm going to kick it to you. Tell a little bit about the curriculum and what you guys teach.
Well, what we try and do is be as up-to-date with the curriculum as possible. And this is where the advisory board members really come in handy, because they have the boots on the ground. They know what are the latest tools that we need to start putting in the student's toolbox so that they are of value, ready to hit the road full speed ahead when they graduate. And right now, most of the students who have gone through, who are in the MSRA program right now, who are about to graduate in May, most of them already have jobs waiting for them. They have already achieved that. And there are some that are networking right now. I've talked to one. She is working the crowd, the room. It's an amazing opportunity to network. And the thing is, the folks that are here, the industry professionals, want to help. And you've done that too, because just like you said earlier, you hooked somebody up with somebody else. And said the networking opportunities are amazing.
Well, it's the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I first met Kelly Bergstrom by accident. Not really. They came to campus. They were interviewing. I didn't have the best grades, but I had a real estate concentration in the MBA program. They picked me out. The guy said, "Hey, haven't I heard of you?" I said, "Sure, you heard me on my radio ad for student government." He said, "No, I read your resume," and it was the only one that was turned over on the corner. And I went up and I interned at JMB in Chicago for Kelly Bergstrom's team. And now I'm here paying him back. I always work and strive to represent the example that Kelly has always been of paying it forward. It's the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. He's funded the program, the center. He comes back all the time. He provides excellent guidance and mentorship to me, and that's why I come and give back to the young people that we're going to talk to next. So, Dr. Kent Malone, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks very much, Jim, and I got to send a shout-out to Lolly. Hey, Miss Lolly.
I love you, Kent. Lolly's my mom, and I will be back after this. We're going to have two shiny penny students. We're going to talk to them about what made this program important to them. AC, I got all mushy, but now it's yours. Keep it strong. Keep it going. Keep it rocking. All right, the mic is hot, and you know what I want to talk about? Warren Henry making me happy. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Hey, guys, there's another chair right there. And, oh, I lost my place. Well, the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me and the rest of my family as members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. I'm teaching the students how to do radio.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. Hey, you know, we're about to talk to the young students here at the University of Florida, but hey, some of you have students at home that are even younger. That's right. If you have kids, you got to go to lawrencekids.org. Why? Because 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented with education. Go to lawrencekids.com. Learn to look for the signs. Learn to tell your child that it's okay to tell and what to look for. That's right, lawrencekids.org. Protect our investment in the future. AC, yours.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm just bopping my head to the music. We're here now. We have got Alexis Jones and Eric Duda. They are two students here at the University of Florida, and I swear to you, anybody should hire these two guys and gals. Well, kids, people, fabulous dudes. So I said, Duda, you know, you're part of the celery thing, aren't you?
Yes, sir, family of agriculture.
See that? Now, that's a part of real estate people don't really talk about, but I have a very good friend, Dean Saunders, that makes a nice living in the ag business. Now, what I want to talk about today, and we'll talk to Alexis first. That's right, Alexis, that's Todd Jones' daughter. She's awesome, I'll tell you that. Anybody hires you is doing the right thing. Now, Alexis, why did you come to the program? And I know it had nothing to do with your dad, because that just made it tougher.
Well, I started to realize that real estate touches everything after starting my own business and establishing that the value of shelf space actually relates back to the rent that people pay, and everything comes back to real estate in the end. And once you start to realize that, you can do a lot of things with your life, but not many things are going to touch every type of person and every type of business. And everyone lives somewhere, everyone works somewhere, and real estate touches it all.
All right. And Eric, you know, why did you pick the University of Florida program, and you can't say it was close to home?
Well, Mr. Jim, I have had a background in agriculture, and coming from agriculture, land is extremely valuable, and the things you can do to land is absolutely unbelievable. You can transition from agriculture to commercial real estate, and the value of land just multiplies. And to be honest, I'm a TA for Dr. Kent Malone, and it definitely did not hurt to come through the program, do undergrad, and see Mr. or Dr. Malone's class, and be exposed to the family of real estate that we have come to talk about today.
Well, now, you know, Eric talked a little bit about why he came, but what got you interested in UF, Alexis? And please hold the mic. I'm teaching how to do radio here.
Excuse me, Jim.
No problem. You're terrific. That should be my biggest criticism.
I'll take it. I decided to come to the University of Florida because this program, unlike others, is definitely the most fiscally responsible decision. We get out in 10 months. We don't have 2 years of debt. We also graduate with little to no debt if you look at the other programs that are available. And there aren't any other programs that have the advisory board opportunities that we have. I can show up at almost any industry event, and I will meet somebody I know who's important and will introduce me to other people that I should be meeting. And it's been one of the most gracious and humbling experiences to meet the board and see what they see how much they like to give back.
Kent, are you catching me crying when she's talking like this? She's awesome. Awesome. Now, Eric, what was your favorite part of the program so far?
Yeah, I think my favorite part of the program, I come from a family background, and I think just being accepted into the family, to be honest. And, you know, the opportunities to give back are just endless. And I can't come up with a reason or even a way to repay my mentors. And actually, Mr. Todd Jones is a mentor of mine in the program. And he had mentioned, you know, the only way to give back is to give back, you know, to give back when you're in a role to mentor. And I think that's definitely something special that is almost unfathomable, to be honest, Mr. Jim.
Okay, now I really am crying. Oh gosh, I can't even see. He made me speechless. The kid is just so freaking honest. You know, he came in, he's with some big fancy family who can do all the real estate stuff he wants. And what he really was looking for was a family. And what we're talking about here with the advisory board and everything else is it's a family. Now, we only have 3 minutes left, so I'm going to give you each about 30 seconds, 45 seconds to talk, and then I'm going to do my wrap-up. Alexis, one thing that you really enjoyed about the program.
Well, we already mentioned the advisory board, but like Eric was saying, the fact that we do become so close-knit, we realized that the most important part of being in the real estate world is the relationships. So realizing that through this program, we've made relationships that are going to last with us our whole lifetime, you can't put a price tag on it.
Okay, Eric, you get the last word, bro.
Sounds good. Well, like Alexis had alluded to, you know, they start out really early with the networking, and networking within your colleagues is a special networking opportunity that I don't think many programs offer, that you're able to connect not only with the industry professionals, but people that you're going to be working with for the next 20, 30, 40 years of your life. So to start out, you know, relationship in college, I think it's a special relationship that definitely is a lifetime opportunity.
I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Eric. I want to thank Alexis, Todd Jones, Paul Ellis, of course, Professor Kent Malone, the man, the myth, and the legend, and our guy who's filming our segment right now. I also want to thank our sponsors, and here you go. Here's a good list. The Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth. Warren Henry, you'll meet the guys from Magnum Energy Solutions and Engineer Tech Services. They're two brand new board members that are also sponsors paying it forward. Early Shares, Kind Snacks, I love the name. NFL alumni, that's Howard Fabian. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the Miami Marlins, the CCIMs, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and you heard me talk about Lawrence Kids, but you know, I wouldn't have a show if it wasn't for our listeners. And thank you so much for putting up with me as I do this fabulous show with all these people I love, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Go to our Facebook page. Like our show. Tell your friends. On Twitter, I'm at Jim Freed. The show's at Freed on Business. My God, I've got almost 5,000 followers. I'm the man. Facebook, I got lots of friends. LinkedIn, 7,000 plus. YouTube, well, you'll see this stuff on YouTube probably tomorrow. The website gets more and more hits all the time. You should join that if you missed our show today. It's going to be up on the webpage, www.freedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. We've been broadcasting live from the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, from the University of Florida, the Warrington College of Business. It's the 2016 Trends and Strategies Conference, and if you're not here next year, well, that's your bad news. You know, I'm Jim Freed, and if you missed today's show, like I said, it's going to be on our website. Make sure you look for us next week. We're going to have ETS, Magnum, and the Related Group. What an awesome show. You know, it's going to be on Thursday at 6. Why? I think you know by now, because I absolutely love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, they find a way. Other folks, they find an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.